Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen. Today we're on 2 Chronicles 26 through 28. So here's a question for you. Can you list all the kings you've read about so far? Don't worry, I'm totally kidding. There has been a lot, right? Well, I'm including a cheat sheet for you from Got Questions that lists them all out. Again, this is something I would like to do, but I'm very thankful that someone else has already done it ahead of me. After the death of Solomon, the kingdom was divided. 10 tribes formed the northern kingdom called Israel. Judah and Benjamin formed the southern kingdom called Judah. The date of the division of the kingdom is approximately 931 BC. The following dates are approximate due to overlapping reigns, associated sovereignty, intervals of anarchy, and parts of years referred to as full years. Some of the reigns were in part concurrent. All the kings of Israel practiced idolatry. The worst served Baal. Many of the kings of Judah served idols. Few served Jehovah faithfully. Some bad kings were partly good, some good kings partly bad. The kings, the approximate dates of their reigns, and their dispositions are listed below. I'm not going to give you the dates of all of these, so you can look at the email or the Facebook group to see those, but I love how they describe them as good, bad, or something similar, and I am going to include that. So just listen to this to really hear what we've been reading and why it's been so hard at times. Jeroboam 1, bad. Nadab, bad. Baasha, bad. Elah, bad. Zimri, bad. Tibni, bad. Omri, overlap, extra bad. Ahab, the worst. Ahaziah, bad. Joram and Jeroboam, bad mostly. Jehu, not good, but better than the rest. Jehoazaz, bad. Josh, bad. Jeroboam 2, bad. Zechariah, bad. Shalom, bad. Menahem, bad. Pekahiah, bad. Pekah, bad. And Hoshea, bad. That was Israel. Here comes Judah. Little better, not a lot. Rehoboam, bad mostly. Abijah, bad mostly. Asa, good. Aren't we thankful for Asa? Jehoshaphat, good. Jeroboam and Joram, bad. Ahaziah, bad. Athaliah, no idea if I'm saying that right. That's a queen. Devilish. Josh and Jehosh, mostly good. Amaziah, good mostly. Uzziah, Azariah, good mostly. Jotham, good. Ahaz, wicked. Hezekiah, the best. Thankful for Hezekiah. Manasseh, the worst. Amon, the worst. Josiah, the best. Another good one. Yay. Jehoahaz, bad. Jehoiakim, wicked. Jehoiachin, bad. And Zedekiah, bad. And I super apologize for the pronunciation of all of those. I am strictly just guessing as we go. So, do you have any favorites? Any that really stood out for good or for bad? I'm curious to know your take on all these kings, or do they all kind of blur together in your brain? Which, if the answer is yes to that, I totally understand. So, I love giving you some summaries sometimes to really look back and go, wow, look at all the bad kings that we've had, and a few moments of good kings and goodness that actually came into these readings. So that's why it's been so hard. I hope that kind of lays it out for you. Tomorrow is the last day of 2 Chronicles. You'll be done with another book. Happy reading. This episode is brought to you by Travel with Friends. An aspect that sets Travel with Friends apart from other travel agencies is their hardworking and personable team. When you call their office assistant will give direction and guidance with kindness and grace. The travel advocates that oversee each tour steward your travel details and make your dream trip a reality. They also work diligently alongside the flight team to make your air travel experience seamless. Once you arrive and start your tour, our ground team's hospitality and knowledge will elevate your trip. If you want a personable and reliable travel company, just give Travel with Friends a call, 501-379-9226, or email them at friends@travelwithfriends.com.